International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 3. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. Ephesians 4:4-6. One body and one spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. When we are with the Lord in the Father and in the glory, we are one. But when we are in ourselves, we cannot be one with others. If we desire to be one with others, we need to move out of the self and into God the Father. When we move out of ourselves and into the Father and into the Father's glory, we are one and are even perfected into one. In John 17:21 the Lord prayed, that they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us. This is the oneness in the triune God. In order to be in the triune God, we must move out of ourselves. John 17:22-23 says, the glory which you have given me I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected into one. When we move out of ourselves and remain in the triune God, Christ lives in us. In this way we are perfected into one. Today's reading. Only by our being sanctified can we abide in Christ and can Christ live in us. To be sanctified is to move out of ourselves and into the triune God and to allow Christ to live in us. The more we are sanctified, the more we are out of ourselves and in the triune God. This sanctification takes place by the Word, which is truth, and by the Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth. As we come to the Word every morning, outwardly we touch the Word, but inwardly the Spirit touches us. By the Word and by the Spirit, both of which are the reality, we are sanctified. To be sanctified is not merely to be separated from the world, it is to move out of ourselves and into the triune God. If you check with your experience, you will see that the more you touch the Word and the more the Spirit touches you, the more you move out of yourself. You move from one dwelling place, the self, to another dwelling place, the triune God. Every day we need to make this move. If we do not move out of ourselves, we are wrong, for in the self there are worldliness, ambition, self-exaltation, and opinion. Once we are out of ourselves, we are separated from worldliness, ambition, self-exaltation, and opinion. When we are in the triune God, we are one. When we are in ourselves, however, we are divided. We can move into Him by being sanctified through the truth. This involves both the Word and the Spirit. If we continually touch the Word and allow the Spirit to touch us day by day, we will be sanctified, that is, we will move out of ourselves, our old lodging place, and into the triune God, our new lodging place. To have the genuine oneness, we must first move out of ourselves and into the triune God. Second, we must allow the Lord to live in us. Real oneness is not merely relatedness, nor is it merely coordination. It is the growth in life. To grow in life means that we move out of ourselves and into the triune God and allow Christ to live in us. If we move into the triune God and allow Christ to live in us, we can be one with the saints in any locality. If you have problems in the church, do not blame your environment or the saints. Instead, blame yourself for not moving out of yourself and into the triune God and for not allowing Christ to live in you. In the triune God there is no ambition, in the glory of the Father there is no self-exaltation, and in the place where Christ lives and reigns there are no opinions and concepts. In this realm ambition is swallowed up, self-exaltation disappears, and concepts and opinions are killed. Here there is no evil, instead, there is the genuine oneness. The genuine oneness is versus evil. We need a oneness that is so genuine, real, and pure. This is the end of today's morning revival.